Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by my wonderful friends Ravs and Lydia.
Hello.
How are you doing? Are we good? It's been a minute since we recorded. Are we all happy? What's been going down?
Doing pretty good. I'm getting over a cold, so I sound like Barry White again.
That's
but
perfect.
We keep moving.
Good.
You're blessed that you're, at least when you get sick, your voice gets that sexy timbre.
I do.
That's the Scottish in it.
Even when I streamed the other day, everyone was like, oh my God, your voice sounds so nice. Like the dulcet tones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I guess so.
Because I feel like it's often like you just kind of go nasally and sound really
like,
unattractive.
I kind of like it, but also I'm like, am I going to permanently lose my voice one day? Or is it just going to get so deep it just disappears?
That's all right. I think people would like that as well.
Porn audio actor.
Oh, yeah. His manhood glistened wetly.
That's
a quote from Game of Thrones.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to hear an old man whisper it in my ear when I was reading one of the books.
Audio book.
It's bad.
Yeah, just to clarify, the audio book, right?
I was like, you were reading the book that an old man was reading to you.
Roy Dotrice came around my house, hugged me and said, my man who was just glistening wetly.
Like, that's interesting, because you just use the term, and I feel like I disagree with that terminology. Like, people say they read a book, but they listen to it as an audio book. It's not about, like, it's just you're mechanically not reading. Like, it does.
You're listening.
Okay, when I listen to the book.
But it's like, I read the book. I listen to it on audio book because I like went to work every day or whatever.
It's true, isn't it? It's like the semantics of it. Yeah, I've noticed.
Is that weird that it itches my brain?
Yeah, it itches my brain. I've had that where people say they read a book, but it's because the audio book. So you didn't read it.
It's partly because I feel like if you did read the book, I'd be like, wow.
Ravs can read?
Like, I'd be like, you know, but it's like a big commitment of time. Like, cause the thing is, because you can listen to it as to an audiobook while you're doing other things.
Yeah.
I feel like the difference of like reading the book and committing the time and effort, I'm like, that's another level.
Yeah.
Like, I get more respect for you now that you're like, you've leveled up, you're spending your evenings reading, you know, maybe a glass of wine and a hand job, you know.
Wow.
That's always I assume if someone is like, yes, I read novels. If they say novels, I'm like, yeah, you are sitting there, glass
candlelight.
Of wine, you're wearing a smoking jacket, someone's giving you a hand job.
Oh my God.
Like you're drinking a nice little glass of red wine.
What the fuck?
Like, but if you say you read novels, I'm like, oh, cool, you've got the coolest life in the world, I guess. Like,
It's a rich man's pastime.
I
read books.
I read magazines. For me though, it's different with audiobooks because I can't do other stuff whilst I listen to an audiobook.
Really?
Otherwise, I just would not take any of it.
So what, you just stand and stare at a
wall? I'd have to really focus. Like if I was, I don't know, I guess I could maybe be cleaning the house. Something insane. I don't know. I just feel like my mind will wander. That's the thing. I can't listen to audiobooks and I can't listen to podcasts either because I just don't pay attention. I get so distracted.
But I feel like that's kind of the joy is tuning in and out of it, like, because you don't need to. It's like kind of when you read a book, I kind of sometimes skim read bits of it where I'm like, I'm getting the gist of what's happening here. I'm not meticulously reading every single fucking word.
I do, and I go back and read it again.
What?
Yeah, like if I find I zone out a little bit, I have to go back and read
done that where I had to go, like, go back on a podcast or a thing to be like, what was he talking about? Like, what was that he just said?
Yeah. For me, it's more about just like the impasto of what is happening.
Impasta.
Like,
yes.
Delicious.
But like, that's why I find reading the questions really hard, because I don't read, like, when I'm reading, I'm not reading every word. I'm reading, like, I'm reading the important words in a sentence, not like every word, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
Is that weird to not read every? Do you guys read every single word?
Yeah, I do.
That's weird to me.
But you like power read though, you know? You're like
speed reading,
I guess. Like, I've typed an entire paragraph. Also, I've just read your entire paragraph.
I just want to like, I'm just like, let's get this shit done.
The duck crossed the road.
I don't know. Maybe it's weird.
Let us know if you are watching the YouTube video in the comments below. How do you read? Do you prefer to read physical copies or listen to audiobooks? Let us know.
And when you are reading, are you a single word reader or are you a line skipper?
Yeah, like, let us know.
I look at the pretty pictures.
Oh,
that's nice. That's good. We'll get you up there one time around.
Yeah. Yes.
Should we jump right into a question?
Can I ask one real life question before we do?
Wow, Lydia, above our patrons and our lovely listeners.
Have we got like a personal problem here?
I've got piles. No, it's not.
Wow, the bum problems continue on this podcast.
No.
Lydia's got hemorrhoids now.
I don't. It's actually about you, but it's not about your hemorrhoids.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay.
I wanted to ask you about your DJing.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
So I guess it has
been a minute since.
I don't think I've heard about this either. Hit us.
Yeah. So Black Honey was coming to town. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm excited. I love Black Honey. Going to go see their gig, obviously. Excited.
Lovely.
Got a bunch of people together. Mm-hmm. And then Izzy texts me, like, got an idea.
Lead singer of Black Honey.
Lead singer. Yep. Izzy, the lead singer. Is like, hey, got an idea. Do you want to DJ our official after party? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know the first thing about DJing.
Yeah. It's an art. It's a skill. Like, you learn, you practice.
How much do you know about DJ? I mean, like, not like you've done any, but like, what's your knowledge of DJing?
You either have like a, you know, like a laptop with a set list on it, or you have like the actual fucking vinyl discs and you go up and you spin and you turn all the knobs on the mixer and all that shit.
How were you?
What? They must have scraped that bottom, like, the bottom of the barrel.
They must know a lot of
dry.
Musically talented people.
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe they just thought it would be cool or something. Like, I don't know. But they were just like, do you want to do it? And I was like,
they didn't even ask you if you knew how to or if
No. I was just like, I responded like, oh my God. I was like streaming at the time. I got the message. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I'll do it, but I don't know what I'm doing. Like, do I need to do anything specific? And they're just like, no, just build a set list, bring your laptop or whatever. I'm like, I don't have a laptop.
Oh, no.
But I'm just like, you know, I'm emailing their manager and stuff, telling them like, I don't have the cables.
Do you have an aux cord?
Yeah. No,
like, well, two phone cables, thinking that they also said that there would be cables at the venue. And it turns out the venue didn't have the cable for their own deck. So I go all the way up to the decks. I'm like, yay. Well, first I walk in and the guy's like,
wait, no, you're jumping forward. Jumping forward.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the process of making this playlist. Like, also, was this just a Spotify playlist?
Okay.
We just got a randomly generated one.
Just a mood. Yeah. Party mood.
Mood classics from the 70s.
Okay, so I'm
like, did you like stitch this together in Audacity? Did you do any audio editing?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I did was I immediately panicked after I told them, I'll do it. And like, did a couple of back and forth emails, like, okay, I'll do it, no problem. They asked me like 2 days before the gig. So I'm like, it's late at night while I'm streaming. Yep. So I'm like, finish the stream, I better start building a fucking playlist. Oh, shit. So I'm like, you know, I'd kind of say they're like, kind of like indie rock, alt rock type of stuff. So I was like, I need to find something that matches the vibe of their audience. I'm also having a dilemma. Do you put the band whose after party is into the playlist?
No, I
did.
Oh no, I feel like that's a faux pas.
Other people told me that I should put some of their tunes in there.
Oh, okay. To be fair, I actually don't know. I couldn't find it.
I figured that's like a faux pas.
It's not like there's like a Reddit or a fucking place where you can go like, what do you do if you're DJing an after party for a band? Like,
I'd think they're like sick of it and they just want to, you know, relax and not think about their
own music.
Well, I
didn't put too many in. I had like a couple of their songs.
It's 90% of the playlist, isn't it?
No, I mean, if you guys want to see the playlist, it's called DJ Playlist Lamau.
Have you shared this playlist? Is this playlist
public? Yeah. I think I've shared it. I think it might be on my Discord or something, but I guess I could tweet it out or something at some point. DJ Playlist Lamau. DJ Set Lamau, if you want to have a scroll through.
Okay, so we're starting off with The Mother We Share by Churches.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Smile by Wolf Alice. Nice. Mm-hmm. Lemonade by Black Honey. I know that one.
You were in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Figure It Out, Royal Blood. Mm-hmm. Okay, how long is it? What's the play time?
It's like 2 hours. I was told that.
2 hours, like 7 minutes.
So I was like, I wanted to go over just in case.
Yeah, just in case it runs on.
My God. Okay, so you built out a playlist on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what? Talk me through.
So I'm, you know, constantly listening to these songs. I'm looking at what Spotify's recommending, because they recommend off of things you've added to the list. So I'm like, all right, I'll go in, I'll listen to some of the recommendations, see if they fit the vibe. I finally have this like an hour and 40. I'm like, fuck, I need like another half an hour. So I start like positioning it and stuff, and I'm asking people, what the fuck do I do? And I had Spotify has a crossfade thing, so I didn't have to go into Audacity. So I just put 2 second crossfade on.
Nice. Cheating the system, love
and
it.
And it sounded good. I like test listened to it in the office. I showed it to like
do
five
you do any
people.
Like BPM matching?
Nope.
It's good.
I just put bangers on, dude. I was just like, I'm just gonna keep hitting people with the bangers. And then I walked in and this guy was like, you the DJ? And I was like, thank fuck he knew I was the DJ. He's just like this sound as fuck bouncer. And yeah, I had to, instead of being up on the cool DJ decks, I had to be over by like a little, like just a little sad mixer with a laptop. But like, it was kind of cool. A bunch of people came in, a bunch of friends were there.
And
people
so what
were
you,
dancing.
So, sorry, the night starts, like set the scene. You're plugging in your phone.
Yeah, well, I guess. I'm at the gig. Amazing
but
time
oh no,
at the show.
It's only got 5% battery.
Yeah. Amazing time at the show.
And because of the new iPhones, you can't charge and use an aux cord.
No!
So I'm having an amazing time at the place. And then I have to leave as soon as the band are done to get ahead of everyone. So run to the venue.
Were you nervous?
I was shitting my pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What bit of it? What, just like, I've got shit music, I don't know how to do this? Like,
it was
what?
The walking into the venue, being like, I'm the DJ.
I'm the DJ.
Yeah, and because like, I'm not a fucking DJ.
Did you have like a cool DJ name?
No, I was just like, DJ Ravs _. And yeah, I went in and like the sound tech guy helped me out a bunch. He was just like, just email me the playlist. So like, cool, my phone that's on low battery, I don't need it now. It's on this guy's laptop.
Okay.
It actually did have low battery.
Yeah, my phone actually does have low battery. Yeah. I hit play.
Okay, you hit play.
And then I was like, what knobs do nothing? And he was like, these ones. And I was like, those are the ones I will touch. And I was like, so I was like pushing up a mixer slider. I was like turning knobs.
No.
Yeah. Just to like, I was like, you know,
no.
Pointing out and stuff.
I'm imagining you like in the corner of a dark room behind some speakers, like not much tech around you, like a couple wires clearly going into like a phone or a laptop, and then wow.
And then you know, the venue were very nice to me. They gave me
free drinks. Did you like?
Cute.
They gave you free drinks.
Cute.
Well, the venue did. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, hello. They go. I was like, thanks.
And so, you just like?
I spilled a bit of it on their mixer.
Oh my god.
When the sound engineer was there, and he immediately fixed it, and it didn't go over any of the bad bits. It was just like on a little bit of plastic.
Okay.
Yeah. Imagine if you'd like fucked it.
I know.
Just
I
knocked
know.
It over.
First time DJ.
I know.
So wait, did you have like a microphone?
I did have a microphone. Fucking annoying friends who kept coming over going, say something good to the microphone. And I was like, no. So eventually the band came in and they came over to chat to me and stuff. And only then did I use the microphone because they told me to. So I was like, Black Honey Massive. And then I put it down.
Black Honey Massive.
Yeah. Oh.
Ramsey DJ in the house.
Ramsey the Selector. You know.
So wait, so you stood there for 2 hours?
Yeah, like doing a little...
Swiddling knobs and knocking drinks
people.
Over.
Nice. Yeah.
Then at the end of the night, people come over like, oi mate, can you put Scooter on? I was like, as much as I want to, no, it's not fitting the vibe. So I just lied to him like, yeah, it's coming up, mate. It's coming up, knowing that my DJ set was ending like 10 minutes.
How many requests did you get?
Only two.
Okay.
Only two. It wasn't like the most crazy after party. It was like, you know, pretty decent size.
Yeah.
So like just two people come over. And the first guy coming over made the second guy come over.
That's wild.
Were they dancing?
Yeah, people were dancing. Yeah, cool.
That's what you want, right? Mm-hmm.
That's good.
People reacted and liked it. The band liked it. Everyone I showed the playlist liked it. So I was like, yeah, I did it.
I'm proud of you.
Very proud.
And then as I was leaving, the bouncer was like, mate, how are you a DJ if you don't have the fucking cable? And I was like, mate, I'm not a DJ. I'm a fucking YouTuber.
He's for the whole time, he's probably thinking, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I mean, to be honest, fucking DJing is like kind of a bullshit art when it's not just Spotify playlist.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. This is someone who's very, very like naive when it comes to DJing. Mm-hmm. If it is a case of literally making a Spotify playlist that you plug the cord into, why do you even need a DJ? Why don't you just press play and leave it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I mean, some of my friends have done DJing, but they've done like drum and bass DJing and stuff in nightclubs. And watching them do it, it's a lot more like they will usually make a set beforehand, but then we'll live mix the songs.
Yeah.
So that if
the vibe is like the evening is quiet or like the room is empty, you don't want to be like blasting fucking weird fucking
And also you can
tunes.
Choose when like a drop happens or anything like that as well.
Yeah.
But that's like, so that's when you're actually, when you're like I get that, how like, that is like proper DJing. Yeah. But if you're...
I don't know what Ravs did, but I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him.
I'm so proud as well.
I'm so proud of him.
It was cool. It was cool as hell.
I the thing is, like, if you'd live mixed it, what difference would have actually it made? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're just playing fun songs that people want to dance.
I don't know how to live mix. Also.
Yeah. It's fucking hard.
But I felt even more added pressure and anxiety because there was this gig and then there was DJing. I was like, if I fuck this up, I had the appointment on Sunday that Sunday to go get a tattoo from Izzy in London.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so what? So like, if it went badly, you'd be embarrassed.
I was just like, I know Izzy wouldn't fucking fuck me up, but I was just like,
shit,
I just feel
tattooed
like,
on you.
What if I really fuck up here and then like I have to go?
I mean, also,
get
that's good because it's like that could be like music people there.
Yeah.
Being like, who the fuck is this schmuck?
I couldn't do it. I mean, a huge respect to you. I would be too scared.
Shitting my pants.
Yeah.
How drunk were you?
Barely. I was too nervous.
Yeah.
I had like three drinks at the gig, and then I was like, okay, I calm down.
Is there any pictures of this?
I think so.
I want to see it. Like,
I want to see like microphone, like mixer and Anne, like cool hat to an angle.
Strobe lights.
I'll see if there's any photos. Like,
well, also, while she looked for the photos, how did the tattoo go?
Tattoo went very well. It did not hurt.
What did you get?
Kindly. Oh. I got a little skeleton.
Oh, yeah. You showed me, yeah.
Oh, I love him.
And she also very kindly went over my old tattoo
as
well.
Oh, nice.
So
he's great. He's a good skeleton.
Him.
It's like a little, for podcast listeners, it's a little skeleton on Ravs's, I'd say, like underside wrist.
Yeah.
He's very cute.
He's super cute. I like him.
Cute friend.
Boy. Really cute boy.
Mind-blowing, Ravs. I think Lydia's right.
Experience.
I wouldn't say yes to doing
that. I couldn't. I would be absolutely petrified. So huge amount of respect.
The fact that they didn't even help you out and were like, just make a Spotify playlist and pretend to DJ. Like if they were like, knowing that you don't know how to DJ, like be like, it's fine that you don't know how to DJ, just do this. But instead they'd be like, do you want a DJ?
Do you want a DJ? It's wording like, it like that.
That's different.
That's very different.
To be a Spotify playlist
Can you make a playlist for us and press play?
Yeah, no photos.
No photos. We'll just stay in our mind palace.
I'll see if I can find it.
If you can find them, put them in the Zodigus chat. Maybe we'll put them on Patreon or Ravs can tweet them or something.
Yeah.
But it was weird and fun. Weird and fun and honour.
I'm glad you did it. I mean, again, Ravs is saying yes to a lot of things in his life now, and I think that's really good.
Yeah.
Because I would not say yes to that.
No, me neither.
I don't know. I just feel like music, and it was like kind of like a weird opportunity to do something.
But you're really into music. You're really into that style of music as well. So getting to like DJ, getting to show off your taste and love of that genre of music, I feel like it's like kind of a perfect opportunity for you.
It's amazing.
I think for me, it feels very anxiety. It's like, I don't think I could name you five bands that would be relevant for that
I've
genre
got, like,
of music.
Two gigs in 2 weeks as well. Like, I'm coming up.
Wait, you're
I thought
DJ?
You meant...
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not DJing again. I would love to DJ again.
New career unlocked. I'm doing two gigs myself.
No. Wait, chat to the bouncer. Going back again.
No. I'd love to.
I was like,
that's literally what I thought as well.
I don't know. I walked up and I was like, I want to, like, even though I just sat there and pressed play, the fantasy was there. I was like, oh, I kind of want
to
do this again. Like,
learn to DJ.
I mean, a lot of the DJing is like stage presence.
Yeah.
It's like you're just there to engage with the crowd. You're kind of, that's kind of mostly your job.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you feel like you did that well?
Yeah, I think so.
What was like your go-to like move?
It was like turning the knob and like doing a little bounce.
Nice.
In the bounce. Yeah.
Like,
did you
leaning over a little bit?
If you had used the mic more, like what would have been like a go-to like?
I don't think I'm a mic DJ. I don't like MCing. You know, I hate it. Like a fan would just go, "Hey, let's go, do a dance and all that shit." Like, I see everybody on the floor. I hate all that shit.
Yeah, but you could do like some like, you know, like they get like Jamaican MCing. You know,
I love that though. Like a selector. That's some good shit.
Yeah, get like a selector up with you. Yeah, that'd be great.
But they're probably banging out some fucking bangers. You know, they're probably Damian Marley
just like sweating over your Spotify playlist. Oh no, my phone's low on battery. Brilliant. Right, should we jump into a question?
Let's jump into a question.
I feel selfish. I spoke so long about my
life. I loved hearing about it.
Have you guys done anything cool?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely nothing, Russ. I do nothing cool
in my
life.
For the listeners out there, I am...
Wait, hold on. You went to the Pokemon Championships.
That feels like a long... Have we not recorded since then?
I don't think you've mentioned it at all. You went to like an actual Pokemon Champion event thing.
I did. I went and played competitive Pokemon in person.
What is that like?
It was pretty fucking intimidating, I won't lie. So it was like in a massive... It was like going to a convention center.
Okay.
But then kind of forget that and imagine going to like an exam.
Oh.
An exam, like a Pokemon exam?
It was like a room of like 2,000, 3,000 people.
Okay.
All playing card game Pokemon and video game Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And then it was like long tables like an exam.
Okay.
Like long, like broken up tables. Whoa. And you were just like...
Did they have like the chess timer?
No, there's no chess timer, but it was like a number and you were like given a number out of like these thousands of tables. You have to go find your number and your opponent would turn up and then like you'd play it. It was fucking stressful because also the room just goes silent as everyone starts playing.
Oh my God.
And I was just there like... Like, it felt like I was...
Was this a card game or...?
I was playing VGC, which is the video game.
Okay.
So I was playing, you bring six Pokemon... And then when you sit down, you see each other's six Pokemon and their moves. And then when you start a battle, you play best of three. And each battle, you choose four Pokemon to bring to that battle. So it's a little bit complicated.
Okay.
So it's kind of... There's a lot of tactics. It's very similar to playing chess, actually. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like kind of how it works. But
So just to get it clear in my mind. So you each have your six Pokemon.
Yep. Set moves. Set moves. They're set Pokemon. Can't change them once it begins.
That's locked in before you know what they have.
And you have it on a piece of paper, which you share to your opponent. So your opponent can see apart from your stats that you've changed.
Yeah.
Your opponent can see all of your tricks.
Got you. Okay. And then you just have to fight those ones.
And you fight best of three against each other.
And that's it.
But you can only bring four of the six to each battle.
I see.
So the initial guessing game is who are they going to bring out of their six.
It's a good spread of...
Yeah.
But then you might have loads of water Pokemon and it turns out...
You might have great counters to these things, but they might have... So it's a lot of mind gaming and like a lot of making big reads.
Okay. So what was the experience? Like, who were the people that were there? Who did you play against?
This wasn't a small tournament. This is this is a regional tournament.
God, yeah, thousands of people. Wow,
this was the UK regional one.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so then there's like the European regional one, but meant that basically, I'd say half the people there weren't from Britain. Mm-hmm. They'd flown in to compete.
Wow,
that's some serious.
And I was like, oh okay, I'm here to play some Pokemon. And I played a fair amount of competitive Pokemon. Like, I'm not awful, but I'm not fucking flying to another country to compete in a Pokemon tournament level of good. It's like half the people I played had in some way won a regional title before.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's terrifying.
You were playing the Elite Four.
Oh, my God.
It felt like going on a little Elite Four journey.
That's
so
cool.
My record overall, I think I went... You played like 12 hours of Pokemon.
Holy shit.
I was like so tired. It started like 7 in the morning and finished at like 6 in the evening. And I was just like... I was just like exhausted of like these high stress... Like these spurts of like 30 minutes of stress trying to win a Pokemon battle. Mm. And then 30 minutes of just waiting, not knowing when the next battle is going to start. And just that like... Little bit of stress, little bit of boredom, little bit of stress, little bit of boredom was just like insane.
And it must be hard to play the games near the end of the day when you're just tired and you're not...
I'm tired.
Thinking.
I know I've like already probably not made it to like the next day, but like you still don't know. Fuck, some shit might happen. Some people might get swallowed. You might as well. So I think I finished 4 and 5, so I won 4 of my sets. And
that's very respectable. Which is really you're playing good. Against Mega Sweats.
Honestly, everyone I spoke to was like, "That's your first ever tournament. That's fucking
insane."
Mm-hmm.
Well done,
so I was very pleased to basically go 50% win rate. Is about where I was, which I was pretty proud of. I would go back and do it again. I thought it was really fun. Mm-hmm. I was playing like a kind of bullshit like combo team, like because I was like, it's so hard to like... I don't want to play like a complicated team. I want to play something I know how to play. For those who play Pokemon, I'm playing Psyspam or like a variant of it. I think I tweeted out the team. But yeah, it was really fun. It was fun like playing against people. It was really...
Would you go again?
I would go again, mostly because actually it was the nicest gaming convention I've ever been to. Everyone there was so nice.
Aww. Like, so it's Pokemon.
But like I think part of it was like there were like 200 kids there competing in their own tournament.
Oh wow.
Like cute. Literally like 7-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
And they were like running around super excited, and that just changed the vibe of the entire room of like in between the matches. It just felt positive and not like there wasn't loud drum and bass playing and like neon lights like usual gaming conventions. It was like very low key. There were lots of kids hanging around. Everyone was really like...
Shops for pokey.
There were like some... I was just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Everyone I spoke to before the games, almost nobody wanted to talk. Especially I played three Italians and none of them wanted to talk to me.
Oh my God.
Really?
But then as soon as the game is over, everyone is like very happy and they're happy to talk about the team and compliment each other. It was so interesting that like the faux... It's a faux pas. Like, I was making faux pas, I think, trying to be nice before the game.
You meant to
people like in the zone, like, oh, I'm trying really hard. And I was like, this is fucking Pokemon.
You're
like, I'm just hanging out. Like,
do you like Diglett?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is cool. So yeah, I kind of learned by the end of it, like, no, don't talk before the game. But after the game, we can all be very lovely. So no, it was really fun. I'd recommend people should go and do it if they're into competitive Pokemon or interested. I'd say even if you're not great at Pokemon, go and play because it was just
that
so many nice
hell,
people.
Yeah.
That's really
cool. I went with nobody, like not knowing anyone. I think I met like 4 or 5 fans there.
I was about to say, did you meet any
saw quite a few fans, but even just like the random people that I was playing with, like a couple of them, I would just sit and chat with them during the break to the next game because it was just, they were nice people.
Aww.
So
hell
it was
really
positive, really
that's
fun.
That's really cool you did that. Well done.
I got to day 2, but also I was like, that's an insane expectation for your first ever tournament, and going to a big one is like very fucking hard.
What did you need to get to day 2? 5-4?
You needed to go 7-2 guaranteed at 6-3.
Oh, wow.
6-3 like maybe got you there.
Jesus.
But and then it comes down to like whether you played against good opponents in those games.
Oh,
like your opponent's win rate.
Oh, okay.
So my win rate was actually really, my opponent's win rate was really high because I played against so many people who actually, I think over half my people, like 70% of my people got to day 2. So I played against some really strong opponents just by randomness.
Yeah.
So if I'd gotten to 6-3, I maybe would have gotten day 2.
Oh,
but then just, I was also like, by the time I got to my hotel room, I was just like, I don't want to play Pokemon again for like 2 weeks.
I'm
I'm not gonna lie, I've not really played it since then because I was like, this is such an intense experience of playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
If I'd been invited back to play another day, I'd just been like,
would you have been scared if you got like to day 2 all the way to the finals and it's like, behold, the final challenger, and it's like a 12-year-old?
Well, fortunately, it's divided by age. Fortunately, I was in the 18+ division, so it would have to be an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Although some of the 18-year-olds I met,
he's so good, like, he's a prodigy. We've put him in the 18+ game.
I mean, I'd be happy with whatever I got. I was quite scared about playing on stream because a lot of the games are streamed there.
Oh, are they?
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I was like,
we could have watched it.
I was like, it'd be really fun to be on stream, but also I kind of just want to like have this like non-online experience
for a
minute and like just be like,
no pressure.
Like, be like thinking about, oh fuck, everyone's watching on stream.
Why did they like show you like? But
now
Ari's picking his move.
No, there's literally, they have like a stage and it would be like whoever like the top game is at any moment.
Oh, sick, okay.
Or like if that top game's been played, they just put the next people on stage and just
sick.
Like, your table is table 1, which is the stage on
Jesus.
The table on stage. And I was like, I don't really want to be on the stage.
Was that random people or like?
It was
really...
like top players. But initially, initially it was random and I was like, oh, fuck this, fuck.
And what, two questions I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Firstly, you said it was the video game version.
Yep.
What system are you doing?
It's quite clever, honestly. They have Switch like docks.
Oh, okay.
That you on every table. So it was like a technical, like under the cable.
Oh my God,
under the tables is like thousands of cables. It was so intimidating. I was like so scared of breaking something.
Knocking over a drink.
So like you put your Switch in like this new like weird dock that kind of is like a phone stand holder. And that plugs into like an Ethernet cable and into like a charging cable that is connected to your friend's, like your opponent's dock and together.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of, you join to like a LAN network.
Oh, okay.
It was super fucking weird. Because this is also being a noob, like it's kind of like my one complaint in the entire experience. I got no like guidance on how this shit works before I went. I was like, I know how to Pokemon battle. I know how to like build a team that's legal and I can use. But I don't know like how the mechanics of this tournament works.
Mm.
And then turning up, I was like, I don't know how to do this. So, like, thank God my like opponent was a really lovely lady. And she was like, that's fine. I've done it before. This is how you do it. And like, taught me through it. But yeah, it was really cool. Like,
oh, that is cool.
Like, I didn't know they made like custom tech that got it all like plugged in.
And which Switch game is it?
It was Scarlet and Violet. So it's they always do like the tournaments on the latest one.
It's the latest one.
Yeah, yeah.
My next question is, when is the next one that you'll do?
So the next one in the UK is actually in like a month's time.
Oh, you should do it.
It's in London. And I just like,
That sucks, but it's not the worst.
It's more, I did the last one also like a little trip to take Pepper around to like other places.
Aww.
And like taking a dog to London is just kind of like not that.
Yeah.
Busy.
It's not that exciting
but
a place.
Did you have Peppy with you when you were playing?
No, she was outside. She was outside. But like in Liverpool, there's massive parks and stuff. So like it was nice to go to Liverpool.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I would go to the London one. The trouble is this year's final, the whole like point is you do a big year of seasons and you get points for going to all these tournaments.
Mm.
And if you get enough points, you get to go to the World Championship.
Right, that was my next question. Yes.
So the World Championship this year is in fucking Hawaii.
Oh!
That would be so sick, though.
That'd be sick, but oh my God, that's so far
but
away.
But I was like, this is like a fucking 24-hour flight, and it costs like minimum $2,000 to fly to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I'm going to Hawaii, I'm not spending one of my precious days there sat inside a fucking convention center playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, last year it was in Japan.
Oh,
I would have done that.
Yeah.
Year before that, it was in London.
Oh, easy. Mm-hmm.
Like, incredible.
Yeah.
But fucking Hawaii,
Hawaii is
like,
hard to get to.
So I was like, this year I'm just going to, I'm going to go to one or two events, I want to practice. And then when the next season starts, that's when I'll actually give
it
a crack.
Fingers crossed it will be somewhere which is a little bit easier to get
to. You get like a scare. What if the next year is like, yeah, so it's like Pokemon Ukraine.
Fucking catch me in the trenches throwing Pikachus at people.
Oh my God.
Nah, I think it'll be Europe next year. Because it goes like Asia, you know, Asia, America, Europe, Asian America. I mean, they cycle it around. So I imagine it'll be like Barcelona or Paris or Amsterdam or something like that.
I love like all these luxurious cities for like a Pokemon.
It's great. It's great.
I mean, Hawaii. That is.
Yeah.
That's
it's
so
a fucking
cool.
dope location.
Yeah.
I think it's like the third or second one they've done in Hawaii. It's like it's a regular. But it makes sense if you're thinking about it from a like very American, Japan centric location. Hawaii. Hawaii is like actually the perfect place to do it. Like, and so I think for their big audiences, it kind of is actually better to do it there.
Well, yeah, okay.
But how much do you win if you win?
It's like the prize money is terrible.
Oh.
And like awful, awful. Like it's like not even like $10,000.
Christ.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
There's like no, for all of like the money that
all
Pokemon
of the
has.
Money you, all the money that Pokemon have, like the biggest corporation in the world.
Biggest
is
media
basically.
Franchise ever.
Yeah, and how much money you'd have to spend getting there, accommodation.
But do you get the badges?
You do get like a very, you get like also like one of one Pokemon cards and shit. Like,
wow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like considering like League of Legends tournaments you win,
it felt
God
to
knows
me,
how much money.
Speaking to people, that's something that I was interested by. It felt more like a, less like a sport and more like an expensive pastime.
Yeah.
Going and competing in all these tournaments and stuff. Like it was more like a hobby.
Yeah.
Then
I'm gonna make this is gonna be my living.
Yeah,
I'm gonna live.
I'm sure
off
people
of this.
Do make a living out of being a YouTuber about it or coaching or what. Like there are ways, but it wasn't like I saw like two people in like esport jerseys, and then later in the day they got kicked out for like using like hacked mons, and I was like, and I was like scumbags,
scumbags.
So yeah, I don't think there's a big like. There wasn't like a big like. People in esports.
Yeah,
it was
part of this organization.
No, it was way more like just normal very people. Chill, nice people. Which, I don't know. That side of it, I was like, this is fucking amazing.
That's
like,
cool.
I loved going to meet nice people who were really passionate about Pokemon.
Hell yeah,
I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's awesome.
It's cool. Just wish I'd done better, but I'm still quite proud of how
not badly
I did.
Proud.
Yeah, you did good.
Yeah,
you did good.
Yeah, it was fun. Would you guys ever go compete in a video game competition like that?
Oh.
If they had the Mario Kart version, I would totally do that.
I don't know why they don't.
Yeah, like a speed running, like in-person tournament. Although I guess
I feel like they would also be 200cc though. Which
But you could do it no items. Yeah. I've like no items 200cc.
I've never tried. I mean, I have played 200cc, but I've never like done it in a speed running thing. I guess it's such a singular activity. It doesn't really work. It's not. You're not competing like versus someone at the time. You know, so it doesn't. It's not really the same.
Also,
fight.
Would you do like 1v1s, or would you do like? Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast. Looks boring.
What are you on about?
It all of great. Their games, they look boring.
You don't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk whale-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Just eight-person lobby, like
that's
I don't know
the
how,
thing, like, and like items
the format
are so
would be
unpredictable.
Weird.
And if you do items and stuff, that's the only one I would do.
I feel like you could cut. It's not a competitive game of items.
No.
Like, it's like Pokemon does have like restrictions. You know, you can't use the super legendaries; they're just removed from the pool of Pokemon because it's just
too
strong
easy.
Or whatever. Like,
yeah.
So like, I think you could do the same in Mario Kart. Like, you never do these maps because it's just too much RNG.
Yeah.
You would never race with items because it's just too much RNG.
Too unpredictable, yeah.
But a room full of 2,000 people playing Mario Kart would be psychopathic to see.
I would just be swearing. Like, I feel like it'd be a room of swearing.
What I feel like you'd see is just like over the room, you just see people leaning left and right.
Yeah.
They're like the leaners.
I'm a leaner.
Then there's like the non-leaners and the leaners.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what game I would do it for, but like, I'd love to, because I've always loved competitive games like Counter-Strike and everything. I've always like loved that type of shit. So I don't know.
I think it was
like
it was refreshing to go and play a competitive game that didn't feel like going to compete playing TF2 or Counter-Strike or like COD. It was like competitive, but it wasn't like I said, I understand like Monster Energy drink, dubstep, and like it was like competitive in like a very mellow way, not in a like inject adrenaline into your eyeballs, like everyone's gonna scream at each other, like
neon lights,
I don't
know,
like that doesn't turn me on.
I'd love to do like a AGDQ or something, like get really good at like a I don't know, like a Metal Gear speed run or something, and do that. Doing like a run on that,
doing a big
sick
speed run would be fun. I still think we should do like a Yogs goes quick. Like,
oh my god, I would
quick
love
it. Where
everyone has to learn a speedrun and then showcase the speedrun.
Oh, yes!
Like, terribly sick explaining the speedrun.
We should do that.
I think
that'd
be really fucking
Yeah, we could set up a whole show. Like, you could even do it in here.
But I think just parodying
couch
it by like, but like parodying like the sofa, parodying like all of it.
We should do Yogs Done Quick.
That's
actually so funny.
I think you could also get, we could maybe get some speedrunners to come and like tutor us.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So then they come down and they're the tutors. So like, if it is all going wrong, they can just grab the controller and fix it.
Yes. Hell yeah. I love the idea.
I'm into that. It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Yeah, speedrunning is like, I guess, another version of like competitive gaming.
It's kind
that
of
doesn't,
a
that
bit
doesn't feel as like, I don't know.
It's like time trial, you know? It's like,
I'm
better at shooting you in the head. It's like, no, I'm more
but I guess
technical at running this.
That even GDQ is like, it's not really a speedrun competition. It's like it's a charity fundraiser, you know? It's not like, they're not like, we have 200 speedrunners all turning up to beat each other. It's like, no, we're showcasing how cool it is.
Yeah, it's cool. They're doing their individual thing. I guess with speedrunning, it's more that you're trying to beat yourself, whereas like the Pokemon, you're trying to beat someone else.
Yeah,
so
for
it's
sure.
More like a solo.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree. I think that's actually what makes speedrunning really fucking cool and really fun.
Yeah.
Pokemon. Good
nice
times.
Cool.
First question. It's been sent in by one of my lovely viewers because it's a discussion I had on stream. So they say, Dear Zero Degrees, I hope you are well. My question is this. Following a deep discussion in a certain stream, would you rather be shot by a crossbow or a handgun? This question caused a deep divide, so curious as to what you guys think. Now, obviously, that's happened on my stream. I'm not going to share my thoughts on it.
Okay.
But I want to let you guys rumiate on it.
Right.
Right.
So, crossbow or handgun?
I'm not the most mathematically skilled man in the world.
Mm.
But a crossbow has a shit ton of force and a larger projectile.
Mm.
You're not fucking Rain Man. What was it that you said?
I'm not Rain Man. I'm thinking small projectile handgun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a war cat. It's like a nine. I'm going to pick the nine. I assume it's like a 9mm handgun
so
and not like a Desert Eagle.
So I'll clarify that. So, because this was based off a conversation about a game.
Okay.
The handgun is a 45, so it's like a Colt handgun, an M1911.
Okay.
Kind of like, imagine your standard, what everyone would be given in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of pistol, or like what a police officer uses. So it's not, a 9mm is like a lighter caliber of bullet.
Okay.
It's more like, that's more like what I guess you'd imagine like an Italian policeman using,
or like
a European policeman.
I got you. Do we know where on the body we're getting shot?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So it would be equal for equal. So like, if you got shot by a bolt in the arm, you get shot by a bullet in the arm. Like, your argument is just, which one would you rather,
in general,
get shot by?
Uh-huh. I can't wait to find out why I'm wrong, but I'm going to...
I don't think it's right or wrong. Uh-huh. I think I passionately believe that one is far better to get shot by than the other.
I think handgun.
But I don't want to hear your logic. Lydia, what's your thoughts?
Immediately when you said those, I also felt handgun was better. There's something about the length of the bow being stuck in you and sticking out.
And the force
out
of a crossbow. Like, I know a gun is also like...
Well, I mean, gosh, a gun is like a crazy force.
A gun is crazy force as well.
I guess it depends what it's made of. I'm imagining like a wood, like it's splintering out and going into like other bits of your organs and stuff.
So you'd rather be shot by a bullet than a bolt?
Yes.
It's kind of what it comes down
yes
to.
I think a bolt is a bigger projectile.
Mm-hmm.
The force that of a crossbow. I know it's a gun is similar, but the gun is a smaller projectile. I think it could do less damage.
I can't believe you two. Yeah. I can't believe you two. I 100% would rather get shot by a handgun. And my chat was pretty adamant that they would rather be shot by a bolt.
Really?
I'd rather be shot by a bolt than a handgun.
Oh, I want to be shot by the handgun.
No, I'd rather get shot by a crossbow bolt, 100%.
Really?
Okay.
I feel like the odds of just like you die when you get shot by a 45 by a bullet is like pretty fucking high. Like,
but is it not with a crossbow?
With a crossbow, it's like a lot of force, but it's kind of concentrated into one small area, and then it probably sticks into you.
Yeah.
Like you're pretty sad. It's like both these options suck.
I mean, yeah,
I don't want either of these things to happen.
If I survive this, the damage done to whatever part of my body is more. If it's a crossbow bolt and that hits my arm, okay. I think more damage is done to my arm than if a bullet hits it.
With a crossbow bolt, I'd imagine it's pretty hard for it to actually go through you. I feel like it's likely it's going to get stuck and wedged into you.
I think it could go
through
the other side. Like, I don't think it'll go think all the way through.
Yeah,
if it hit you in the right place,
but at that point,
go through.
Like, you're not bleeding out because you got it still stuck. You're bleeding out a little bit, but you're not bleeding out massively. With a gunshot wound, it's probably likely going through you, maybe stopping inside of you, which is honestly worse than it going through you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going through you, you're just starting bleeding everywhere. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're plugging that hole. That's fucking very traumatic. Like, that sounds awful. I don't know. I just feel like the power of a, like... So this is Sparks by Power World. In Power World, the stupid fucking game, a crossbow does like 20 times the damage of a fucking handgun bullet, which is clearly for game balance. But I was like, that is ridiculous. A crossbow bolt, like, sure, does a lot of damage, but nowhere near sucks as much getting shot by a handgun. Handgun sucks way more.
Yeah. And we're talking about an individual hit, obviously, with a handgun. You can reload,
shotgun. Single bullet, like, boom. Yeah. I shoot you with a handgun bullet, or I shoot you with a crossbow bolt. I think I'd rather be shot by a crossbow bolt.
Maybe it's because we're thinking, like, a bolt is bigger, and in our brain it's going worse when bullet is smaller, and in our brains it's going, oh, better.
But it's going so much
faster.
But it's
faster, and it's going stronger.
Yeah.
Have you Googled it out of interest?
I haven't Googled
it. Okay, I have to Google it.
I don't know. Maybe people have discussed this online.
I need to know.
I feel like I would much rather... I just feel like the handgun bullet is going to carry so much more force with it. It's lighter. It has less mass, but I don't know. I feel like it probably carries more kinetic energy. And thus, that just like... kinetic energy just fucking making you internally bleed and stuff just sounds awful. It sounds like both sound like a terrible time. I have to be clear, like, I'm imagining, like, you know, like Mythbusters when they like shoot like one of those like gelatin like like fake flesh things. In my mind I'm like going through that,
right? That,
and I'm like the crossbow like really sucks, and splintering is right, like there's a lot of risk of like terrible like barbs and stuff, but I feel like just the bullet is just going to cause so much problems inside of your body.
Within its effective range, it will do more damage to the deer.
What, a crossbow bolt?
Yeah, people were talking about it for hunting.
Okay, interesting.
Are crossbows stronger than normal firearms? No, but within its effective range, it will do more damage to the deer.
What, internal damage, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so.
Interesting.
So, if you apply that to humans, it'll probably do more damage to you.
I hadn't thought about it in a hunting concept, actually. Yeah. I'd thought about it in like a versus humans concept.
Yeah.
But the hunting concept's interesting because I guess people still do hunt with crossbows, but I assume they hunt with crossbows for the quiet factor, not for the damage factor, right?
Yeah.
The fact that a gunshot versus a crossbow unleashing is like nothing.
From what I can see on the internet, it is so torn. I'm seeing so many people be like, oh no, I'd much rather get shot by a gun. A crossbow is way more deadly. And then an equal amount of people saying, no, no, it's much better
to
be shot by a crossbow.
And I'm not proposing that like we shoot ourselves with a crossbow and a gun.
I don't want these things
to
happen.
No one test this.
Just to be clear, but it seems very torn.
I think that like the crossbow is so primitive, and in that primitiveness, there's a lot of like just shredding and ripping, and that is a horrible thought process. And having things stuck inside you is a horrible thought process. And the gun feels cleaner.
I think that's what it is.
But I don't think that cleanliness is good, because I think with that cleanliness comes an awful lot of force that is going to fuck up your body, like break your bones, rip your arms.
Yeah,
like,
it breaks your bones.
Like,
yeah.
I think it'd be quite hard to. You probably could break a bone if it direct hit, but it's way more likely to glance on a crossbow bolt, whereas a bullet probably would fucking smash your bones.
Oof.
I don't know. I don't think there's a right answer.
I mean, again, YouTube comments. If you're watching on YouTube, do let us know your thoughts, or message us on social medias and let us know what you think if you're listening via.
But this was basically a 40-minute argument in my stream where I was adamant.
That
it's worse to be shot by a handgun.
Oh, this is. I want to know what everyone in the Yogscast thinks now. I want to ask everyone.
Yeah,
crossbow
like
bolt or.
This is going to be like pub chat later on. Like, what one are you getting shot by?
It's like that fucking dress, like gold dress or blue
gold
dress
or
whatever.
Blue. Have you done a Twitter poll?
I haven't. Maybe we should. Yeah. Maybe we should do it after this episode comes out.
Hello, my fellow Zero Degree Havers. I'm getting married in May, and my future wife wants to invite Taylor Swift. We are both Swifties, but I have said Taylor Swift is not invited. What is your opinion with inviting celebrities to your wedding or celebrities surprising couples by attending the wedding? I love the podcast. Keep up the great work.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, my God.
What?
So they're going to invite Taylor Swift to their wedding.
Mm-hmm. But Taylor Swift's not going to come to their wedding. No. Taylor Swift isn't.
Oh, she loves using a private jet, doesn't she?
She'll she'll pop over.
She'll pop over.
But Taylor Swift's one of the most famous people in the world right now. She's a multi-billionaire or whatever. She's not going to come to a random wedding.
Like, celebrities do do that occasionally, but like...
It's smaller celebrities who like... Yeah.
Don't have like also security teams and stuff.
You're also like, oh, I'm happen to be in the city and I have a free day. Like,
It's rare, and there'll be much smaller celebrities. She's literally like one of the biggest celebs at the moment.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. So what? Like,
she's not coming.
So like, what is the purpose? Like, just I'm just thinking about it from their perspective, not on like the wider topic. But like, why invite her then? Like, if it feels to me just like kind of a set yourself up to be depressed scenario. Like, just like this thing that won't ever happen.
Yeah,
you're trying to like will into existence. You're just setting yourself up to be so disappointed that she doesn't turn
up. It's not going
to
happen.
Maybe she's hoping that like Taylor's like, oh, I can't come, but here's like my signed album or something like
that. But people do that. People like say like, we're having a wedding, and they send that to like loads of rich people and like celebrities. And they try and farm like free wedding gifts of like, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but here's a vase, here's a fucking voucher for a thing, here's a copy of my book, here's a, like that is just a very common thing that people do to get free shit.
I don't think Taylor Swift is going to send out stuff. I mean, she must get... And also, how do you even invite her? How do you do that? How do you contact Taylor Swift to invite her? Like, you send her a Twitter?
During that process of trying to, like, get a hold of her, you're just going to seem like an absolutely insane person.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Taylor, come to my wedding. Please come to my wedding. Oh. Like, I just think... This is no disrespect to your future wife as well. I just think you have to be realistic, and it's just not going to happen.
No.
It's never going to... It's not going to happen. Even someone
I
like
literally think you're more odds of winning the lottery.
Yeah, you are, I think, more likely to win the lottery. I think even someone like us who is, like, fucking the smallest... bottom of the barrel, like not even celebrity, but just some people know us. Literally worthless pieces of shit, right? If some random person said, come to my wedding, I wouldn't go.
No,
because it's like, that's so weird. I don't know anyone.
Unless it looked like a really dope wedding and they were like, you know, flying me out somewhere.
Even then I'd be like, you're gonna kill me. No, then like, who are you?
I think I would change it. If it was like, you know, we're getting married in fucking Hawaii.
At the same time as
the Pokemon tournament, I'd be like, wow, this is crazy.
Harry was supposed to be my best man.
This is fucking crazy. I'll come.
I'll go, why not? I don't know. I still think I would just be like, oh, that's really sweet and kind to invite me, but I just think it just feels a bit uncomfortable.
What if they asked you to make a wedding video? Like, oh, congratulations on your video.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. I think I'd do that,
yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, a small price of 200 quid, but
Cameo.
We don't have one. So, yeah, for me, I would just feel awkward because I wouldn't know anyone and I'd just be like, hello.
I just feel like...
I hate going to a wedding where I don't know anyone.
Oh, I hate it.
You know what I mean? So that is, like, awful.
Just makes me feel anxious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is... No, you are right. It is an awful experience. I'm just thinking about it. It's not very fun.
No.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to a wedding and the only person that you know is someone like the bride and they're so busy...
It's a useless kind of exercise.
You're just sort of like... Doo, 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 doo. Like, it's so awkward because they can't spend any time with you because they're so busy. So it's just like...
I've been to a couple when I was, like, single, and it was, like, more fun when you were single because you were, like... trying to meet people or whatever. But I just trying to meet people and, like... Yeah. But like, if you're just like there with your partner or whatever, you're just like...
You don't know anyone, but they do.
Great. I sat at the table by myself.
I just get really drunk.
So I don't know. I just don't know about inviting celebrities to weddings full stop.
I just think it's pointless because they're not going to come. I just don't understand why
I feel
you
they
would.
Take the spotlight away from the,
that's
the couple
true, actually.
As well.
Also, I just don't think... I don't know what these fucking people are like. Like,
yeah, they should be an absolute cow in real life.
Don't want them fucking turning up to my fucking wedding and potentially like fucking shitting on all of it.
She's gonna physically take a shit
all
over your venue.
Shitting on my fucking wedding table.
Jesus,
Taylor, no.
I've never gotten the allure of that.
No. And also it's such a rare, like the times that you see it in the news, like it's so rare that would ever happen.
Was it like Bill Murray did it a lot?
Did he?
Yeah, Bill Murray does it
Bill
a
Murray,
lot.
But he was more, he was just like, weddings. I think he was just on a lifelong holiday turning up at places, like full stop, and just turn up at a lot of weddings.
Imagine if they didn't even know who he was, and he's like, "It's me, Bill Murray," yeah. And they're like, "Oh, cool. I guess you can come."
I feel like it's also giving celebrities this weird pass where, like, they can just turn up at places.
Exactly.
Like,
I think it's weird
because if I just walked up to a wedding and was like, "Hey guys, like,
Harry from the Yogs Cast.
Harry from the Yogs Cast, can I have some free drinks?" Everyone would be like, "Fuck off." But, like, Bill Murray does it, and it's okay. And everyone's like, yeah, Bill, have a drink.
Cool.
Like,
yeah, let's get some pictures.
Get some pictures. Yeah. Wow. This is the best day of my life.
Yeah. Not yet.
Because I met Bill Murray.
I think it's weird. Because it says, the question is, what's your opinion on inviting celebrities or celebrities surprising couples? I just think it's weird. I think that day is your special day about you and your partner getting married, declaring your love and spending the rest of your lives together. Why do you need a random celebrity there? No. It's making it about them. That's the exciting thing. People take pictures with them. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh my God, the focus is not on you anymore. It's about the fact you had a celebrity.
Do you remember that day we met Bill Murray?
Yeah, not the day my friends
and
got
Dave
married.
Got married as well.
What if you've got like a mate, like say it's Patrick Stewart as your mate? Do you have him? Do you invite him knowing he's a celebrity?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a flex. No, that is a flex.
Yeah, if it is your friend.
Yeah, if your friend, that's a flex.
That's different. That's different. Because
it's
not
like, it's
like, oh my God, it's fucking Patrick Stewart. And he's like, oh, yes, I know fucking raps.
I sucked his dick.
Oh my God, Patrick. Yeah.
I'm very forward about these things now. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be able to bring your celebrity friends to your wedding. Like, well, fucking use your celebrity friends if not to come to your wedding.
Exactly.
One fucking useful thing you could do for me is call in front of all my extended family.
Exactly. That's such a flex. The only way this works is if you are asking them to play at your wedding, I think. If you're asking them to perform.
Taylor Swift is not playing at this
wedding. Course she's... I think, yeah, of course someone, you know, like, oh, I'm, you know, Taylor Swift to rent privately for an event is probably...
Mm-hmm.
Tens of millions, hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions. It's just impossible. But I wonder if you imagine it's like a much smaller artist.
Yeah, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
And Barack Obama does a speech at your wedding.
Barack Obama plays the piano at my wedding. What I like is it's not using his best skills. That's the best bit.
It's not very good at it.
How sick is it if Obama just shows up to your wedding, gives a speech and then leaves, and you're just like, whoa, what just happened?
You
know what
I mean? You. Well,
I know, but
it'd
just be fucking sick. Like, it's just
bless this wedding. Very cool wedding.
Lovely people. Great food.
That's cool.
Watch me hit this shot.
Yeah. Yes.
And then he hits the shot, and everyone goes, yay! And then he gets off in the chopper and leaves.
Yes, and then he goes. That's cool. I'd love that.
Yeah,
but him to be there the whole time, like, is it no?
I was just thinking I would love Matt Berry to do a speech in my
wedding. Matt Berry doing a wedding speech.
I'd like him to come to my wedding,
but like now I'm like, I'm going back on what I just said.
Yeah,
I want him to do the IT crowd skit and just go, "Father," interrupt the wedding.
Yes. Okay. I go back on everything I just
no,
said.
No, just
I want
have.
Matt Berry
oh my
there.
God. No, just have him. No, but this would be more like you set it up with him than surprise guest. I'd love him to be like dressed as the vicar, but like stood at the altar, like turned away, and then turns around, and everyone's in there like, "It's Matt Berry."
This is Ravs. He's my good time boy.
He's getting married. He's getting married today. He's very excited to have him.
To the most devious bastard in New York City.
But then you're just turning your wedding into this big joke.
It'd be amazing.
It's great though.
It'd be great. It'd be really funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about inviting celebs. Might be a pass from me.
Yeah, pass from me as well.
It's a pass from me, other than Matt Berry.
Yeah.
Although then the danger is I'm going to run off with Matt Berry.
That's it. Yeah,
that's
it. Well, not a danger. Maybe.
Not the reality.
This is a good thing. This is a good change for Lydia's life.
I'm going to run off with Matt Berry. So
I don't know. I feel like you're going to like try and end up hiring Placebo to play your wedding or some shit.
They
like,
would never.
They would never. But
they
I feel
would
like
never
you're
in
gonna,
a million
you're
years.
Be like, fine, just get how much to hire Placebo?
I hear Ravs does a good DJ set.
Oh my God, sick. Makes rates.
Yeah, Placebo DJ set.
Yes.
Crazy. Wonderful. All right, should we leave it there?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
Some very, very fun, very fun catch up and some silly questions.
Yeah.
We'll be back next time with even more questions. And if you want to check out more, you can go check out the Patreon. We'll do Am I the Asshole questions, which we'll record one in a little bit. Let's go check that out.
Patreon.com/0degrees.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Send in your
much.
Questions. We've had lots of really good questions recently.
Yeah, bangers. Banger
big
after
backlog,
banger.
Which is great. So keep them coming in. We're really enjoying them. Yeah, we'll catch you all next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.